A Moment in Wine with Fred Tregaskis, underwritten by Summit Wine Cellars, located in Ridgefield, Connecticut, 203-916-1664. You'll find them on the web, summit-cellars.com.
A Moment in Wine. This is Fred Tregaskis, where we're tasting wines from around the world. And today we're going to an area that's fast becoming famous for its great wines. We're going to the Columbia Valley in Washington. We usually think of the Washington state area as a temperate zone rainforest with humidity just skyrocketing and lots of rain. But once you cross over the mountains and you get into the Columbia Valley area, you get into an area that's just famous for its agriculture. It has over 300 sunny days a year. The rain is only 6-8 inches, and apples and grapes and cherries just thrive in this area. So of course we're interested in the wine grapes. This is an area where if you have an interest in bold, fruit forward wines with lots of flavor and aroma, this is a place to go. It was very, very famous for Riesling and Gewurztraminer and white wines until the late 1980s and early 1990s when people like Leonetti and other famous winemakers started planting Cabernet Sauvignon and Pinot Noir, Syrah, Grenache, Mourvèdre, and all these grape varieties thrived in the Columbia Valley. Today, we're going to be tasting the Windswept 2016 Cabernet Sauvignon. And let's pour some here in the glass. Dark garnet color. Can't really see through it. But boy, what a nice, wonderful nose. I'm getting lots of herbs and spices. Maybe a little cedar, which is so indicative of Cabernet Sauvignon. I'm tasting it. I'm getting lots of cherries, fresh cherries, and a little bit more of that cedar, some nice like cinnamon type spices going on here. Really delicious up front. As it goes further into the mouth, I'm getting a little more of minerality, like river stones, a nice soft velvety tannins, and the finish on this is very textured, in a nice way. Velvety, I guess, might be another word. Getting maybe some fresh apples almost, kind of a tart fruit apple flavor in the finish. Overall, just a really pleasant wine, probably designed to drink pretty young. This is 2016, and I think it would probably last just a couple more years in the cellar for our enjoyment. I'm going to have another sip. So this is a fresh, fruity, has something to offer in every part of the palate. I think this would be a great wine to drink with a grilled pork chop on the barbecue. So again, enjoying the Windswept Columbia Valley, Washington State, 2016 Cabernet Sauvignon.